Oh, this is all a bit exciting, isn't it? And it seems to be happening all over Europe. So I've proper got that in my head, and this feels really good. So the question of this video is, can we get excited about this, or is it just another government-led PSYOP, or at least a government-allowed PSYOP? Maybe not even a PSYOP, just a government-allowed uprising because it actually fits into their agenda. This is what we're going to be discussing today, because there's absolutely no doubt that Europe needs this. I mean, there does still seem to be some doubt in the heads of the retarded, but I'll let you look at this footage for yourself and see whether you think it was better before or after the invasion. So I think it's fairly clear that the invasion has not been good for the people of Europe, and we're even getting to the point where the women, are celebrating masked men taking control of our borders, doing what men need to do, because the government and the police certainly aren't going to do it because they're a load of simtards. This is the scene that concerns me, though, and gets my little wee-wee-wee-wee-wee observation brain based on stuff I've seen in the past. We can't really trust anything. Tommy Robinson, Reform, Restore, all of them are just another wing of the same bird with the big beak.
Oh, they're ascending forward. They're ascending forward. They're ascending forward, people. Where they're going, I don't know.
So yeah, as you can see in this scene, there's police there, but they offer no resistance. Now, of course, they're totally outnumbered. That makes complete sense. But where are the other police? So I showed you that shot. So these guys, you know, so this is what's... If this was real, it would be as it is. We would have heard nothing, and the group would have organised it secretly and be doing it as it is. However, one, I think it's hard to keep that secret amongst so many people that the government wouldn't have found out about it. Also, they've clearly just travelled down on the train, so it wasn't covert. So where are the police? Why are there no police there trying to stop them? Why is there no, you know, with the Southport riots, for example, police heavy crackdown where there's nothing here? Why is there such a switch from the government? As far as I'm aware, the government haven't even spoken about this. This hasn't even been mentioned. And when I look on X, no one knows who these people are. I've seen someone suggest that it's led by Danny Tomo, but that was a libtard, so who knows? I mean, obviously that means nothing, because libtards are just completely insane. It seems too good to be true to me. If this was genuine, if this was grassroots, if this was something we could get excited about, the government would be cracking down on it, I think. The police would be. So that makes me think that it's going to play into the government's hands, which is civil war, more laws, more security, order out of chaos, one world government, 15-minute cities, locking you all down. So I'm not getting too excited about it, but it is definitely a great sign that people have had enough and more people are celebrating this than not celebrating this. Of course, there are still the repressed, the retarded, the liberals that are getting mortified about it. Oh, I'm mortified. These grapists, these beheading grapists, brainless animals can't come and behead and grape me. Oh, I'm mortified that people are wanting to protect their country and have a future for them and their children. I'm just mortified. But as this chap points out very well, ignore the satanic flag by his name, points out very well, they didn't have much issue when Tower Hamlets had a march of masked brown men. Also, this footage is the best because it's where that libtard, he probably doesn't realise because he's a libtard and he's retarded, But should have realised that the team he thinks he's on, the, you know, commie, muzzy, batty boy team, isn't quite as united as he might have thought.
No need for that, we're on the same side, bro. No, we're not. Yes, we are, bro.
Seems people are really waking up and realizing it is them that must take responsibility, but there is a very clear choice to be made here, and the choice is very obvious. Now, I know these people bring fantastic cuisine, as Piers Morgan perfectly argues, and we were indoctrinated with for the last 30 years. It's all worth it because of their curry. Or maybe you'd like a pizza made by this fella. I think I'll stick to fish and chips. Very awakening footage, Ray. We're getting lots of awakening footage. I mean, there was the dolphin stuff yesterday. I mean, how anyone can watch that footage and think that these people are the same as us and these people can assimilate when their reaction to a baby dolphin is to kill it. Very awakening. What's also very awakening is this incident in Italy. Unfortunately, the gay blur of YouTube is needed here because it's very gay when it comes to violence. But basically, he's getting his comeuppance. Yes, people have had enough. People are done. People are just going to beat them down now until they leave because they shouldn't be in Europe. They are not. They do not belong here. They are not able to participate in civilized society because they are completely uncivilized. To the point where many people, of course, not me, but many people are questioning if they're even the same species. Well, I think it's clear. Well, I can't say anymore. But, you know, some people are questioning that. Beat down, the end got a big beat down. The end got spoken to in the only way that ends can communicate. I just love people, seeing people taking justice into their own hands. Whilst, of course, I don't condone any violence, you know, even though their violence towards us, and we just have to be tolerant about it and keep voting for satanic paedophiles that all work for one country that's not in Europe. Definitely don't be violent, just keep doing that. Ridiculous. So yeah, it's a real relief to see this shift, this clear shift that is happening. And of course, we've had the these guys in Ceuta really coming together. And yeah, it's happening. It's definitely happening. I don't think we can get too excited about this particular incident. Like, for me, there'd be police there. If it was something to get excited about, there'd be police there, there'd be arrests, there'd be condemning, there'd be, oh, far right Nazis, unacceptable. This isn't the British way. The British way is tolerance. We'd be getting all of that shit rammed down our throats. So I'm not getting excited about this particular incident, but I am getting excited about the uprising amongst pale-looking people and the realisation and the responsibility that's starting to be taken. This feels very good and exciting to me. This is real progress. Progressive. This is progressive, bitches. Perfectly expressed by this response to this retard. Can you feel it, Matthew? The liberal order is ending and there's not a fucking thing you can do about it. Imagine when there's double the number. They walked through the police like they weren't even there. Farage has already condemned them, but I know one politician. Okay, so that person is also retarded, but not as retarded as Matthew Stadlin. He's very retarded. The shift is here. Karma for the Poussins. Shark devours 31 people after two migrant boats capsize in the Mediterranean. Just after a load of their type, you know, non-humans, battered a baby dolphin to death.
El delfín, tío. No. Es un delfín, tío. No se puede. No. puede. Todavía puede, lo que pasa es que yo creo que no puede.
That sounds like karma. Take that, you fucking pussies. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfuckers. That's all I've got for today. I'm in a super good mood, so I'm going to go outside and do stuff. That's definitely helped. Also, all your support helps, all your comments, I do read all the comments. I've not been very good at responding to them recently. There's just too many now, but I really appreciate them. I read them all. Please like, please hype. Also, I've got some merch now. I don't know if Claude has managed to attach it to my YouTube, but it says it has. But it also said that for the last 4 days. So you might see some gay little t-shirts below. If you can't, then there's a website in the description. You might want to buy one of the gay little t-shirts. They're not gay. I don't know why I'm calling them gay. It's because I'm doing myself down. This is a lack of self-worth. I am a YouTuber. I have merchandise. Buy it below. Big love.